Death in Lover's Lane by Carolyn Hart. This book is read by Kate Redding. 1. Waking up alone has all the excitement of interviewing a hamster breeder, and none of the action. Jimmy's tone was cheerful, but I didn't miss the message. We've brought each other some comfort there these last few years. I chose my words carefully and kept my voice light. The silence on the line built. I could picture Jimmy in his hotel room in Los Angeles, tall and lanky, in Levi's and a sports shirt. He would be draped casually over an easy chair, a book open on the coffee table. His face is long and lanky, too, with that deadpan quality that often fools those he interviews into thinking him placid, perhaps a tad obtuse. It wasn't a mistake they'd make twice. Jimmy likes gourmet meals, art museums, small towns, and parties where people know each other. No wonder he felt lonely. Los Angeles is a sprawl of broken dreams and lost opportunities, disconnected souls and entertainment junkies. The sunny skies and graceful palms don't redeem jammed roadways to nowhere. But it wasn't simply that he was in L.A. on a book tour. Henry-o. Jimmy's voice is a pleasant tenor. A nice voice, a nice man, an old friend, a sometime lover. Henry-o, I've been looking at a house in Cuernavaca. You'd like it. Eagerness ran the words together. I've been wanting to tell you about it. I'm going down there next week. I want you to come with me. He paused. Suddenly I knew what was coming, and I was totally unprepared. Since we'd both been widowed and...